Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding-edge, successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's Rockstar Achiever.
Welcome to the show today. With us, we have Tina Mitchell, who has been in the mortgage industry for over two decades and has been recognized in the top 1% nationwide. She is a numbers gal so much that she designed a mortgage software and is the founder of Mortgage Triangle Software. She is committed to the real estate community and has been awarded Partner of the Year from Washington Realtors, Media of the Year from Seattle King County Realtors, and Member of the Year from Women's Council of Realtors. Tina is also a radio personality and host of The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW. She is also a speaker and a coach on One Time Your Business and also the author of Journey With Me. Her passion is helping the homeless community by sharing her message, Tragedy into Triumph. She shares her own story with Mary's Place, the House of Hope, Esther's Place, and the Hoff Foundation, where she serves on the board of directors. Tina's personal motto is, live your dream now. And she also has a song called Dream. Wow, Tina, that's amazing. I can already tell that you have been through so much and accomplished so much. And I'm really excited to have you on the show today so that we can hear about this. I would love to start off with your Tragedy into Triumph. What is that all about, Tina?
Well, Catherine, first I want to say thank you so much for the honor to be interviewed on your show and to be able to share a little bit about me and my message with your listeners. And that's really what, as I've hit 50 last year, I come up with a word each year, and my word for 2018 was transformation. And not because I felt I needed to transform, but because of the fact that when I hit 50, I finally figured what life was all about. And it's really not about the success or the wealth, but it's really about becoming your own and your own uniqueness, because I really believe that each of us has a gift to share with the world. And our reason here is to share that gift and to share a message. And I just want to thank you for giving me that opportunity and creating that space, Catherine, before we get started here. So thank you.
You're welcome. And that is the very reason that I love doing the show, is because we do all have stories and we do all have a message that we have to share. And I love to be able to give people like you a place where you can do that.
Yes. Well, thank you. And Catherine, I'd love to offer a complimentary copy of my book to any of your listeners. So if you're listening today and you would like a copy of Journey With Me, which is based on my personal and professional core practices, please reach out to the show and I will definitely get you a copy of that. And it's interesting, as we were talking before, Catherine, because there's really, you know, no preparation we do for the show. We kind of just show up and you ask me a few questions, and you know, I share my keynote, which is Tragedy to Triumph, which is all based on my personal story, because I believe through our story, we can share how we got to the success that we've had. And everything that I've learned and gained in my life has come from observing others and really observing the best of the best, because, you know, we all have our own perception of what life is and what our opportunities are and what our possibilities are. And it really comes from who you're observing. So I'd love to, you know, just first say that to your listeners, is be really careful to protect your space and where you're getting your information from. So sharing with you today and just telling my story in a couple minutes, I'm going to break this down from the time I was 7 all the way up to today. And we'll see how well I can do that in a few minutes here. Does that sound good, Catherine?
It sounds great.
Okay, perfect. The reason I want to start when I'm 7 is because I actually started from a tragic life, but I made triumph at it. And I'm going to share with you why. And then went into it from triumph to tragedy. back to triumph. So that's where I really like to call my message, tragedy to triumph. And so I'll start out when I was a young girl. My parents didn't have money, and it was really difficult to try to keep a roof over our head. Hence the reason I'm so committed to my work that I do in the homeless community. But I have very loving parents. My dad and mom both supported me at the very highest level. But the problem was, is my dad was an alcoholic, but when he was drinking, he was never mean. He was just crazy fun. And my mom did an amazing job of keeping the fact that my dad was an alcoholic to herself. And I, you know, what a blessing my mom was that she kept her pain to herself, allowing me to have an untarnished relationship with my dad. So I never realized that my dad was an alcoholic until way later, which I'll get to that part of my story in just a second. All I knew is that my dad was a lot of fun and he loved me a lot. So obviously there was a lot of tragedy during that space because of my dad's alcoholism and the fact that my mom was trying to keep a roof over our head. But it was a triumph time for me because my parents loved me so much. And I believe that the tragedy of not having money and having that the stress that my parents dealt with, it actually gave me a drive to want to make money. I remember my first thought process of wanting to be successful and to earn money was when I was young. My mom used to take my little sister and me to Pike Place Market, where we'd play our violins as street performers to help pay the bills. And I remember taking, she dressed us up in bicentennial outfits, and I remember taking my bonnet and pulling it over my face in hopes that if my classmates made it to the market, they wouldn't recognize me. And that was my first memory of, this kind of is a drag, and I don't like this feeling at all. I didn't like the shame and the embarrassment. And I thought, you know what? When I grow up, I'm going to make money. So the tragedy of not having any money really was my triumph. So it built that motivation and that drive from a very young age. Now, if we go to when I was 7 years old and I started selling Girl Scout cookies and I wanted to go to Girl Scout camp, and the tragedy of not having any money, of course, my parents couldn't afford to send me. So I had to work really hard and sell a lot of Girl Scout cookies to get there, which I did. I'll skip through that long piece of the story. But bottom line, my first year, I made the newspaper selling 400 Girl Scout cookies, which drove me every year past that, each year beating my own record, making the newspaper. Yeah, it was a really exciting time for me as a young girl. And it also gave me the drive to want to do more because it felt good to be recognized. And again, all of this coming from my parents giving me so much emotional support and letting me know that I could be or do anything that I wanted to. I also was a concert violinist and started playing the violin when I was 5 years old. And my dream was to compete and be a professional violinist and to travel the world. And that dream didn't come true because we're going to get to the tragedy here in just a second. But that dream didn't come true for me because I let life take me down. But I did make it to at least one continent out of the U.S. I was chosen to represent the United States in a world festival when I was 12 years old, so the summer before entering junior high school. So that was my triumph as a young child dealing with a tragic family dynamic. But that would be the last of my success that I would have as a child, and I would not realize success again for many years later. All of the triumph I had was if it never happened and tragedy would visit me. When I returned home from Europe that summer, the summer before entering junior high school, my dad tried taking his life. And I didn't share the part of how much my dad meant to me because we're limited on time here, but my dad was everything to me. And when that happened, my mom was forced to kick him out. Our family the family tragedy that we had was because of my dad's alcoholism, but I didn't see it that way. You know, I blamed my mom because, again, my mom sheltered me from what was really going on. So all I saw is that my dad tried taking his life and my mom kicked him out. So that was the turn, the one story in life that completely changed everything for me moving forward until many, many years later. So I'd like to, you know, give a point out or a shout out to your audience that's listening, because no matter where you're at right now, it is a turning point for you in your life. Every decision that we make every second of our day is going to determine that next second and where that is going to take us on our journey in life. And that's why I call my story, Journey With Me, Tragedy to Triumph. So When my mom kicked my dad out that summer, I made the decision to move in with my best friend and her family, and they took me in. My mom let me do that because I was a stubborn child and she wasn't really sure how to deal with this situation. And I ended up getting kicked out and had to move back home with my mom. But the piece of that is when that happened, the reason I was kicked out because of all the trouble I was getting into. But before then, I was pretty much of a perfect kid that you could think of. And in that split second, everything changed for me. I gave up all my old friends and I started hanging out with new people, really bad people that were doing a lot of drugs. I was getting suspended from school. By the age of 15, I met my first husband. And you could imagine how stressful that would be for my mom because he was 20 years old. So her 15-year-old daughter was dating a 20-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. Michael Warren Parker became my first husband. I married him while still in high school, graduated from high school pregnant. So this was my next opportunity to have something else come into my life. Tragedy, but really was a triumph because I was pregnant. And this was my next turning point in life because everything changed for me. I had someone else to live for. I would have a new life to, you know, a new family that would be my own family. Our baby girl, Amber Lynn Parker, was born on August 29th, 1986. We had her for 4 months and then she died from SIDS on December 29th, 1986. So during that 4 month period and the 9 months that I was pregnant before that is when I grew into a new person. I gained strength from this tragic situation that I'd gone through. And when Mike was taken off to prison to serve his time, which he served 5 years, I'd grown into a different person. My strength had came back because I had something to fight for. And so when you have tragedy, your tragedy can give you strength that you never realized that you had, strength that you may have never realized that you had if not for that tragic event. You just have to make a decision on whether you're going to fight for your life or you're going to let life take you down. And I remembered what happened the last time I let life take me down. Everything that I had worked for from the entire time I could remember until I was 12 completely changed. So this time I made an intentional decision. I was not going to let this tragedy take me down. And I used the strength from the fact that I'd lost my daughter, but I still had Mike left. And I made a commitment that while he was incarcerated, I was going to build financial security. I was going to build a home that he could come home to where he would not have to be burdened by trying to support the two of us. So that's when I started my adult career, got a job at Denny's as a waitress, worked my way up to management, got into the food and beverage industry, in the hotel industry. Years later, made a decision that I wanted to do something different and be an entrepreneur, and I got into the mortgage industry. Well, when Mike was released from prison 5 years later, his time there was too traumatic. There would be no recovery for him. He would never escape his inner demons. He'd been home for 6 months, started dealing drugs in our home, a home that I purchased for us when I was 20 years old. He was released when I was 24. And I'd grown back into that little girl that had so much belief in herself and confidence to conquer the world. And I couldn't let anybody take that away from me, not even Mike. So I had to make the hard decision, another tragedy, to make the decision to give up on my marriage, everything that I knew and that I fought for, to let go because I needed to save my life. And so when tragedy hits, your warrior is right there beside you. But the true tragedy is not letting your warrior out like my dad and Mike and never realizing the person they were meant to be. Mike would die years later of a drug overdose all alone in this world. And that could have been my fate as well if I were not willing to fight for my life. So what I, as I wrap up my story here, as I try to just tell it in a few minutes, is what tragedy you're dealing with today. You know, what is that? What tragedy is going to visit you tomorrow? But the real question is, are you going to fight for your life? So to be successful, you don't have to have a high IQ. I don't. You don't have to have graduated from an Ivy League college. I never went to college and barely made it out of high school. You don't have to come from a wealthy family. I definitely did not. All you need is to have a dream, know your why behind that dream, have confidence to believe you can make that dream happen and be willing to work very, very hard to turn your dream into a reality.
Wow. Tina, that was such a powerful story. And I was sitting here listening to this, just fighting back the tears. There's so much in there. And I know you
tears
even...
tears of joy, I hope.
You know, tears, it's funny. Tears, there are can be so many meanings to a tear. And yes. And yes, in that, I feel a sense of... There is a sense of sadness that you've gone through all of that. And there is a sense of joy because you have... gained so much from that. You have become a warrior from your experiences, and then you having learned so much and being willing to share that with so many people and to be on this mission and share that story and change lives because of what you've been through. It brings many, many meanings to those tears. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I would like to give you an opportunity too, because I know that now that you've shared this incredible story, I would like to hear more about how did that bring you into what you're doing now in your business, your career?
Sure. What,
thank you.
Well, it's everything that you go through, if you embrace it, good or bad, tragedy or triumph, continues to build you into the person that you're meant to be, which I don't believe that we ever get there. We're a constant growth, and it's all about embracing every second of your day and just seeing where that takes you. And it's such a long process in explaining from one place to the next. But what I can say is I always have a big dream. But I'm not attached to the dream. I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm not worried about the process it's going to take to get to that dream. I just dream really, really big and have confidence to believe that whatever I'm doing is going to be big for not for Annette. Let me take that back, Catherine. To believe whatever that I do is I'm making an intentional decision to get a little bit better every day. And that's the reason I wake up. I wake up every day just to be a little bit better than I was yesterday. I don't have a big annual resolution or something that I want to do for the year. I just want to be a little bit better. I want it for myself and a little bit better for others. And my primary business is my mortgage business. But through that space, I've wanted to open up in how behind the scenes that you can really manage all of the things that you have going on in your business and your life. And that's why I have my One Time Your Business course. I have an 8-week burn course. If any of your listeners want information on that, they can just go to onetimeyourbusiness.com. It's an 8-week course, $99 for 8 weeks, which is the investment is really inexpensive. But the reason why is because I just want to share, I want to share my message. And it's about taking your time management and business efficiency to the highest level possible. And you may think, well, what does that have to do with tragedy to triumph? And the answer would be is it has everything to do with tragedy to triumph. Because if you can run a high efficiency business model, maximize your time so that you're able to really live the life that you want to live. So it goes in direct connection with my message and wanting to share tragedy to triumph is first that you have to build a foundation to be able to take control of your business so you can take control of your life back.
Tina, thank you for sharing that tidbit about your One Time Your Business piece. That is, I completely agree with you in the purpose of being efficient within your business or really any area of your life is to be able to have the opportunity to free up that space. Life does get super, super busy for most of us and can become very overwhelming. And I've found with both myself and my clients that if you are stuck in that mode of overwhelm, I have too much to do, where do I begin? It can literally paralyze you. And being able to find ways to be efficient, free up that space is huge. And so as we move forward, Tina, What are some tips that you can give us, especially those who are in the realm of being an entrepreneur or a small business owner? What advice do you have for us?
Well, that's a really great question, Catherine. And whether you are an entrepreneur, you work for somebody else, you're a stay-at-home mom, no matter what you're doing in your life right now, my advice would be the same to each of you, because emotional stress is something that hits all of us, no matter where we're at and what we're doing for business or life. And the key for me is how I start and end my day and what's in the middle. So I'd love to share, and my routine is going to be different than yours. My a really great book is Miracle Morning, and Hal Elrod was actually the foreword to my book. And even though my message when I talk about how I start and end my day, it's different than Hal talks about, which I really love that. I love that he forwarded my book, even though it's different. But what I really love about that is there's a lot of different programs. There's a lot of different advice that people are going to give you, but only you know what is going to connect with you. And whether it's the Miracle Morning, which Hal Elrod talks about, or my morning routine that I start with, what's most important is that you have a routine, something in how you start your day. And mine's really, really simple. Before I wake up, I say out loud what I'm thankful for, whether it's one thing, five things, just whatever comes to my mind. And what I focus on in the morning has to be all around motivation. And that's what's different than the Miracle Morning, is because Hal kind of has a mix of motivation and inspiration, and a lot of people, they getting inspired in the morning is a really key part to them starting their morning. For me, I noticed is I need to get motivated and no inspiration. I'm going to get to my inspiration in just a second here, but it's not in the morning, because for me, I need to get powered up. I need to be ready to conquer the day, and inspiration and getting to my warm and fuzzy space is not going to do it for me. But the motivation is, so when I get up in the morning, I never watch TV, and I don't watch the news at all, but that's another conversation. Not to say that it's bad, but you need to be really strategic in what you're watching and when you're watching it, and definitely not in the morning time. But instead, I have hours and hours of rotational clips that I listen to. It blasts in my bathroom because I have high ceilings, so it just kind of echoes, and that gets me motivated. You know, that hour it takes for me to get ready, I'm listening to my motivational clips. And then when I get into my car, I continue listening to my motivational clips. The first thing I do when I get into my office, I put on my headset, I blast the Rocky theme song, and I'm screaming out my affirmations because no one else is in the office. I like to do it in my office because when I did it at home, then I felt I was missing out on that power it gave me, because then I got in the car and drove to the office. So I do it right here. So that's my morning motivation, or my morning routine, which is all around motivation. Now, if I take you to my wrap up, I'm not talking about wrapping up your day at the office. I go through that during the burn, and I'm not talking about getting ready in the morning, because you also have how you're getting ready once you get into the office. That's another conversation we can save for another show, but that's around my coaching that I do with One Time Your Business. And I'm not talking about the wrap up when you're wrapping up your day in the office. I'm talking about your wrap up when you're wrapping up your day before you go to bed. Now, I encourage that you have your wrap up literally right before you go to bed. So mine is typically 30 minutes. I go to bed at midnight every night. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Not to say I have any scientific study that 6 hours is enough sleep. But I will tell you, for me, 6 hours is completely enough sleep. And what I do believe is because I wrap it up before I go to bed. I shut myself down. My mind is shut off. I'm allowed to have nice dreams. So in the evening time, being that it's wrap up, that's time for inspiration. The last thing that you want to do before you go to bed at night is get motivated. What I want to do is I want to create that warm and fuzzy space to where I can go to sleep. So my inspiration consists of visualization, and I have a lot of different visualization techniques I talk about in my book, and I do all of them. It kind of keeps things new and exciting, whether it's a vision board poster, or it's my vision board online, my online movie, or if it's laying on my couch in my office at home and listening to inspirational music and thinking about my life. There's so many different things I do in inspiration. So I do that. And then that's the last thing I do before I go to bed. Right before my my inspiration, my visualization, I do my my reflection. So reflection for me is not writing, journaling. And if you're a journaler, that's awesome. But for me, I'm not. I like to just kind of bullet point things. So I make note of all of the things that I can possibly think of that go well, that went well for me in my day. But then also, I started doing this after listening to Steve Jobs' commencement speech, where he talked about connecting the dots. And basically, it's my whole message of tragedy to triumph is, you know, everything in your life and journey. I believe that life is balanced. And so it's been, everything has an up and a down, a good and bad, sad, happy. And there's a reason for all of it and the balance of it. Well, why not appreciate and recognize all of the things that did not go my way? So that is critically important when you're doing your reflection for the night, all the positive things and all the things that didn't go well. Now I start with the positive things and I end with the things that didn't go well, but here's how I wrap up my reflection. Is I just kind of flip through, it's the only thing that I actually hate, right? Whole nother story. I talk about that when we get into the burn, using technology for efficiency purposes. But I go back and I look at all of the things that I wrote on the left-hand side of my journal, if you want to call it that, the things that I bullet pointed that didn't go wrong. And it just really is so cool how the universe just kind of brings me to certain pages, because there's no rhyme and reason. I could have flipped back 2 years ago and I look at something and go, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. And I start connecting the dots, as Steve Jobs talked about as his commencement speech. If it weren't for that thing that at that time would felt so bad, maybe it was you lost a job. Well, if you look at, go back, and I encourage for if you're listening today, go back and do some reflection and think of those times where something happened, like that loss of job, and think about what came out of that, what positive. Now, you may not be able to come up with something, and that's okay. I want you to go to something else. But I will tell you this, if you do the reflection challenge and you reflect before you wrap up and go to bed at night, you will be able to find something positive out of something that's negative every time. Why? Because you're reprogramming your brain. You're reprogramming the way that you think about your life. You're reprogramming the way that you think about everything that comes up. And then you start appreciating all of the things that are going to guaranteed happen that are not going to go your way. Some things pretty tragic, as I shared my story as we opened up, because tragedy is going to happen to all of us. The real question is, are you going to find your triumph out of that? So that would be the biggest thing that I could share with your listeners, Catherine. If I could share one advice or one tip, would be how you open and close your day. Now, I want to tag in there as well what I call a refresh. And a refresh is what you do in the middle of the day. It needs to be blocked on your calendar. Mine is 12 o'clock every day. It's typically someone's lunch hour, and I do eat, but I don't eat at 12 o'clock. I do a refresh. Now, your refresh may look different than mine. What my refresh is I get up out of my office and I go drive in my car, and guess what I do? I turn on my motivational clip that I have hours to, and I blast it and I drive for 15 or 20 minutes and come back to the office. Now, here's the key thing, Catherine. It's not because I'm trying to get myself out of a bad space. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm trying to ensure that I will never get into a bad space, because I'm halfway through my day. If something's already happened, something could have already happened that didn't go my way. There's something that could be coming up that's not going to go my way. So I create this constant space of whatever I need, whether it's motivational or an inspiration to maximize my life. And I really want to share quickly here, Catherine, where that came from for me. With my refresh mm-hmm. is I remember, and I wasn't doing a refresh. I was just driving to an appointment with a real estate agent. And I don't even remember what was going on, but it was one of those days that I was in a real funk and, you know, I wasn't feeling confident, or I was depressed or worried about something that really didn't matter. Who knows? Cause I can't remember exactly what it was. I just remember the feeling that was not good at all. And then, Open Arms came on from Journey with Me.
I love that song.
And oh my God, I love that song so much. And so see, I want you to think about that time. If you're listening, think about that time where you were just, no matter how depressed you were, and you heard a song, not just any song, but a song that was very special to you. Now, Open Arms by Journey is a very special song to me because it was my first slow dance. So I was in this really bad funk. I heard Open Arms immediately, within a split second. I forgot whatever funk I was in. And I was in this magical moment of this memory of my first dance, so my first slow dance. So after the song was over, I got back into my funk again. And I thought, what the heck? What am I doing? How can I recreate this space for me anytime? And so in that moment, I decided I was going to do a refresher in the middle of the day, but it extended past that to where I started doing what I call my positive triggers. And my positive triggers is all the little tiny small things. And I actually have a quote. I have three core practices: dream, be alert, and learn to fail. I actually changed it to embrace your failures now, but those are my three personal core practices I talk about in my book, Journey with Me. Well, my second core practice, be alert, I wrote a quote around each one of my core practices. Wake up every morning alert to all the surprises waiting just for you. When you watch for them, they show up everywhere. And what an amazing day it will be. So think about all of those positive triggers, whether it's a dog putting his head out the window, a mother playing with her child, a stranger holding a door open for you, an exchange smile that you have with an exchanger, somebody letting you over in traffic, the smell of all of the beautiful things that we have in nature. There are so many positive triggers. There are surprises that are waiting just for you. So whenever something doesn't go right, it's just like all of a sudden randomly coming up with that song. Whatever it is for you, you've got something that you can refocus your attention to that will immediately take you out of that spot. Not to say that you're not going to have those thoughts, because we will, and I continue to have them, and I appreciate that they've came, and I welcome them out by intentionally shifting my focus to something else. Does that make sense, Catherine?
Absolutely, it does. It's really about changing, giving yourself something different to focus on, to refocus away, or direct your focus away from that thing that's weighing you down. And
yes,
and getting yourself in that space where when you start to, like what you're saying, is when you start to focus on that thing that has brought you good feelings in the past, those feelings come back up again. And that creates a transitional moment where you can, yes, suddenly realize that whatever was happening, it's not as bad as it felt in that moment. And mm-hmm. and you can get in that space of feeling like, it's okay. I can move past this. I can learn from it. What's next? And we move
exactly.
on.
And we, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So definitely. Well, thank you so much again for sharing that. You've shared a very powerful story that, and you've brought that story into a very, I know I keep using this word powerful, but it is so powerful. Your story's powerful. You create this powerful message. I love the tragedy from triumph, and you've carried that whole message, or that message, throughout this whole episode. And then tying it up with your one time, your business, and then what are your practices in the morning and in the evening? How do you start and end mm-hmm. your day? All very important pieces that tie in together. And just one more time before we finish up here, go ahead mm-hmm. and share with us once again, for those who are listening, if they would like to learn more about your one time, your business program, please share with us one more time how they can find out about that.
Of course. Thank you so much, Catherine. And first, as a reminder, if you want a complimentary copy of my book, please reach out to the show and I'll get you a copy of that. It's Journey with Me to Personal and Professional Success. So it's based on my personal core practices, Dream, Be Alert, Learn to Fail, and my professional core practices, One Time Your Business, which is all about business efficiency. Embrace Your Strengths, which is all about building a team and getting connected. How do you connect at the highest level with people that you want to connect with and are most likely to want to support you and your business? And then, of course, it has my personal story weaved all the way through it, because that's how I came to my core practices. My one-time your business, if you're interested in that, go to onetimeyourbusiness.com. And it's an 8-week burn. So it's live virtual online course. So no matter where you're at in the world, you can just plug into your computer at your home or your office. It's everybody's on video together. So it creates that camaraderie with other business professionals that also are looking to maximize their time and their efficiency in their business. And that's what the course is. It's a business course about time management and business efficiency. But the why behind the course is what's important. So I can help you create the time to maximize, because I can't create more time for you, but I can help you maximize the time that you have. Why? So that you can live the life that you want to live. And again, hence my personal motto, live your dream now. And by the way, I want to give a disclosure for my personal motto. Live your dream now is not about an extraordinary life. Live your dream now is about your life right now, today, no matter where you're at in your life. But always remember to have a big, huge dream so that you're always fighting for something. Have confidence that your life is going in the direction that it's meant to be. That's what live your dream now. It's about embracing every second of your day so that you can be the best person that you can for yourself right now, so you're in the best possible position to be the best for other people right now.
Thank you so much. It has been such a wonderful pleasure having you on the show today, Tina.
Likewise, Catherine. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for sharing me with your listeners.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.